Hello, friends. It's time for the News Talk 94.9 WSJM Morning Announcements with yours truly, Jim Gifford, and my partner in crime, Spencer Rivers. Brought to you by the good people at Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor. And there is a good chance that you have walked through a special light door when you go into a local restaurant or visit a school or a store or walk into a manufacturing plant. So thank you to Special Light Indicator in Benton Harbor and enjoy your morning announcements.
Happy New Year, Spence.
Happy New Year. A little early, but that's okay.
It's all right. Trying to get in the mood here.
Is that Guy Lombardo and the Burrell Canadians?
It is.
Oh, my gosh.
From 1947, if,
wow.
If you're counting. But who's counting? Anyway, yeah, I'm just trying to get a jump on the whole thing here and set the mood for Friday, or I guess Thursday night, most specifically. I saw a promo again yesterday for that does, in my humble opinion, nothing for Anderson Cooper's credibility as a news guy. Because I saw the new promo for his New Year's Eve special or coverage with Andy Cohen, and he's out singing and dancing. I mean, he's out doing a song and dance number.
Oh, wow.
And I'm thinking, don't remember Dan Rather or Tom Brokaw or Peter Jennings doing song and dance routines. I don't know. Guess the lines are blurred. How are you anyway? Did you have a good weekend and Christmas and things?
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful. Yeah?
This is a good thing. We got big snow on Christmas Eve, although it appears to have been pretty widely dispersed in that. We had a full 11 inches at my house.
Really? We didn't have anywhere near that.
I know. I found out shortly thereafter, and I put the ruler out there on the patio table to check, and had 11, and then shortly thereafter went to the son's house in Bridgman. He had maybe 4 inches or so.
Wow.
So.
Quite the difference.
I know. We must have been right in one of those snow bands. What'd you get? A couple? Five? Ten?
I'd say five.
Yeah?
Yeah, in Riverside.
Which is a downright shame because I had checked out the snowblower a while back and it fired up and all looked good. But when I get out and started using it, it's got, I don't know what it's got. It's got auger issues or blower issues
really?
Or something. Yeah, because it starts and runs fine. But it was pushing snow as much as it was blowing it, at least early on. It seemed to get a little bit better, but I had to make 3 passes on the driveway to get it cleaned up.
Oh, dear.
And that ain't usual, and it was a light, fluffy snow, too. So.
Something have to be greased or something?
Possibly, yeah. It's got some grease fittings there in the, whatever that is, the transmission box or something. So, yeah, probably may need something there. So, maybe it won't snow anymore this year. Who knows? But it was nice to have, white Christmas there, blah, blah, blah.
Did you get any neat gifts?
We did kind of a quiet, the concentration is on the grandchild now, but I did get a little portable, I don't know, it's about as big as whatever that is.
Yay by such.
A small loaf of bread.
That's what you got, a small loaf of bread?
That's exactly what I got.
Oh, wow.
No, it's a car starter, a little portable one that you can take with you and keep it in the car, and it allegedly has enough power in it to jumpstart your car in the event.
Wonderful.
There's battery issues, or you can use it on like a lawn tractor and that kind of thing, and that might be helpful. So.
Well, that's kind of neat.
Yeah, I got some good reading material, so that's always a plus in my book, and we just had a good time, and I think many people did. Not so much the guy I saw on Red Arrow Highway yesterday. I was going out to grab a bite and come around the corner there in Glenlord onto Red Arrow Highway. Here comes some guy's wheel and the tire bouncing down the road at me.
Oh, no.
And my first thought was, well, this can't be good. I better stop. And I did, and it rolled off to the side of the road. And there's some poor guy in the middle turn lane there, and his freaking wheel had come off.
Oh.
And I thought, man, how does that happen? I mean, just, you know, how bad off does your front end have to be that your wheel and tire come off? Huh. And I don't know if it sheared all of his lug nuts or if the whole wheel assembly came off. I don't know. But it sure looked weird bouncing down the road.
Oh, dear.
At me. So hopefully he got things fixed there. But what a that must be a scary feeling, I would think so. Driving down the road, all of a sudden your wheel falls off.
I think that happened to Phil McDonald.
Did it?
With the WSJM Explorer a couple of years ago.
Oh, I kind of heard about that, I think. Yeah. That was out on the freeway, wasn't it?
Yeah.
On the way to a game?
Near Detroit, maybe?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that the wheel came off?
Yeah.
Yikes. How does that happen?
I don't know.
Speaking of the getting the bite type of thing, I did the take and bake from coaches on Christmas Eve with their smoked prime rib.
Mm.
Some good eating right there, I'm telling you. And they got this is difficult, off-season, to get takeout asparagus right, again, in the off-season, is, in my humble opinion, quite a feat. And they did that as well.
Wow.
I mean, you know, you get the wrong batch of asparagus and cook it wrong, you might as well be eating tree branches. But not the case here. It was tender. It was good. So that was a good thing. We had the daughter home. Our daughter, not the daughter. And that was nice. hadn't seen her in a long time. And so we had a real nice Christmas.
Wife had her son over and daughter and grandkids over.
Yeah.
So that was pretty neat.
Yeah. I understand you got something pretty good for the living room there.
Yes. Huh? Nice new television.
Right.
You know, it's amazing how much different things look in color. You know, it's just that Sears silver tone I had didn't cut it.
Yeah, so that big console is now out on the tree lawn waiting to be picked.
Yeah, and I got the wife something that I don't know what her reaction was going to say. I got her a monogrammed ironing board cover.
Nice.
And she didn't have much to say about that.
I don't know. Well, it's the thought that counts.
Yeah.
Just wasn't much thought in that, apparently. Mom, but, you know, you went to the extra trouble of having it monogrammed, so you should get some points for that.
Lady at the store looked at me kind of funny, but other than that, it was...
Oh, man. No, we had... you know what we had? Too many cookies.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
My God. Between that and chocolate, I have a... an almost insatiable sweet tooth. I think it was satiated this weekend. Man, oh man! I'm just kind of looking around for something to snack on, and I'm seeing cookies here and chocolate there, and I'm just kind of going, ugh. I'm tired of that. Give me some beef jerky or something. I just need something that's not sweet. So. Of all the shopping we did and so on and so forth, we only had, we did as much as we could around here. Some things just aren't available and did the online thing. One of them never showed up.
Oh,
just
no.
Never showed up. And tried, it was an eBay purchase. And tried to get a hold of the seller and get a tracking number and find out where and when and what. And got no response. And then I was looking yesterday and voila, we were... credited to our account. The guy apparently just decided, I don't have it. I'm not going to send it. So we get our money back.
Well, that's good. I had ordered, early last week, some carpet shampoo for our steamer or shampooer or whatever. And then never, because I wanted to clean the carpet before the company came.
Yeah.
And of course, that didn't show up till yesterday when the company was leaving. So.
Nice. Timing is everything in life.
Yeah.
That's all right, but we, a while back, ordered something like that, some cleaning supplies. I don't remember what it was. It was for my wife's gig, and it didn't show up either. Instead, we got a pair of pants, a woman's shirt, and a little packet of hair clips. And it was, I mean, and so you go online and you try to fix that. It gets really confusing. And then this happened to be an Amazon purchase.
Hmm.
And so they offer the local return centers, which in our case happens to be Kohl's.
Oh.
So you can take the stuff back. But there was there's no way in the online fix-it section to explain that what you were sending back was not what you ordered. Because you know, they have a place to accommodate you. If you ordered something, you got it, you don't like it, you send it back. But we ordered something, got something else, mm-hmm. don't want or need to send that back. So it got very confusing because all the correspondence then was, okay, you ordered these cleaning supplies. Could you tell us why you didn't like them? Well, we didn't get them. We got a shirt and a pair of pants and some hair clips.
Well, somebody else probably got your cleaning supplies.
Probably. So I eventually had to call them because it was not getting sorted out. And I got a hold of a guy that I could barely understand, but he did just sort it out, and we got credited for that. And so at this point, we're not out any money. Everything that's been screwed up has been fixed monetarily. So that's okay. They have a very liberal return policy. They just don't seem to care. whatever. Send it back. We don't care. So anyway, there is that. Back to the snow for just a second. Like I said, how much you got was widely distributed here across southwest Michigan. And we did get 11 inches there in Lincoln Township. 16 inches was the high water mark, so to speak, up in the UP in that storm system that came through. But I see Buffalo, New York, got a foot and a half.
Oh.
So, you know. And that whole system brought the temperatures into the 30s down in Florida. So, you know.
Really?
Yeah, they were a little upset about that.
I would imagine so.
Yeah.
Most of the snow around these parts has gone away.
Yeah. Although, as it was melting Saturday and into Sunday, then the streets got slippery and kind of nasty. So, and it's a little bit that way this morning, too, off the main drags. Back to TV and stuff. So you get to watch the Bears game in that big new smart high definition, whatever the heck
yes.
it is. Yeah. Yeah, but them Bears, huh?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, a contender and the, cries and shouts to get rid of Trubisky and Matt Nagy and the whole crew seem to be dying down a little bit over across the lake.
Yeah, of course, yesterday, not to take anything away from the Bears, but they were playing a team that was 1-13.
Well, that is the truth. And I think with that loss, I think Jacksonville clinches the first round.
Yes, they do.
The number one draft pick, and they'll pick up that kid from Clemson more than likely. So, yeah, I watched some football over the weekend. In case you missed it last night, the Packers were victorious. More on that in sports here in a couple. I watched the new George Clooney movie on Netflix, that Midnight Sky.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Kind of a last guy on Earth, Armageddon-affiliated sci-fi thriller kind of thing. So...
Well, I'll write that down.
Yeah, I don't want to give too much away here, so I'll leave it at that. But I thought it was pretty good. And what else did I watch over the weekend? Not much. Yeah, you're home on those weekdays when you're not normally home, and you get to see the game shows and that kind of stuff that you don't see normally. Every time, and I see Drew Carey and The Price is Right maybe once every 6 months or maybe even... less than that. He looks like a completely different person every time I see him. He's gone all scraggly and craggy. He's got, nasty looking beard and what happened to you?
Wow.
I don't know. So, anyway, there is that. What else do we know here? Sunday morning, CBS Sunday morning, still, in my humble opinion, does the best year-end remembrance segment of anybody. They just seem to be able to take some specifics from all the people that have passed this past year and weave them into a very compelling remembrance and storyline. And it's pretty nice. So you probably find that online if you don't. And quickly, before we wrap up page one of your morning announcements, no jackpot winners for either Mega Millions or Powerball over the Christmas weekend. So $376 and $363 million, wow, respectively, for the Tuesday and Wednesday drawings this week.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil.
Not being the creative type, really, Spence, I've always been curious about how a guy sits down and decides to write something like that.
Yeah.
I think we need a song about coffee beans in Brazil. What do you think, guys? Let's do it.
Politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
I picked up some coffee the other day as I'm walking around Rogers there. I think they had a sale on some Starbucks coffee, and I like a strong cup of coffee, and I picked up something for the Keurig for, I forget what it was called now, Sumatran coffee or something like that.
Oh.
And it's almost a little too strong for me. But I'll power through because I bought it and there's no going back now. No, it's actually pretty tasty. But I like the Keurig thing because I'm the only one that drinks coffee, and I can just make it a cup at a time.
You don't drink coffee here, do you? Or you bring it from home?
I bring
home?
It with.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All I bring right. it with, so... Yeah, because it doesn't make any sense to me to build brew a full pot of coffee here, because I'm not going to drink it, and I don't know that anybody else in the building drinks coffee.
Oh, okay.
At least amongst the few that are with us here in the morning.
Okay.
Because you don't, right?
No.
Yeah. So then I'd be brewing a cup of, or a pot of coffee and throwing most of it away. So the single thing works.
I didn't know you had coffee. I thought that was Ensure over there.
Metamucil. No, it's my morning jolt. Although it doesn't really give me much of a jolt. I can drink coffee 2 minutes before I go to bed, and
really
doesn't affect me.
Oh
whatsoever.
My!
Yeah, I don't have an issue with caffeine for whatever reason. What do we have issues with here this morning, huh? My notes last night start out with this for page two of your morning announcements. No progress on COVID relief. As you might guess, I wrote that before we had some progress on COVID relief last night. So after days of ranting about it on Twitter, the president finally signed the latest stimulus bill into law late last night. It'll help avoid a government shutdown on Tuesday, which was looming. And it will release $900 billion in stimulus money into the economy that's been in limbo for almost a week. It does mean that people will go at least a week without the enhanced unemployment benefits because they ran out on the day after Christmas. Prior to that signing, Capitol Hill, and particularly with the Republicans on Capitol Hill, saying, "We've been blindsided. Didn't see this coming." The president, when he decided not to sign, said that he wanted more bucks in your pocket and less spent on pork projects. So this will mitigate that whole loss of extra unemployment benefits, which, again, as I said, ran out on Saturday. It will protect people from being evicted. The eviction protection part of it was supposed to end this week as well. Now, if I'm understanding this correctly, and who knows if I am, but it sounds like the House is going to vote on that $2,000 stimulus check today anyway. They had planned to it. Nancy Pelosi was going to bring it up, and they were going to vote on it today. The president, the bill said you're going to get $600.
Mm-hmm.
That was passed by the House and Senate. The president said, that's not enough. I want $2,000 each. And Nancy Pelosi said, all right, we'll vote on that on Monday. We'll vote it through on Monday. That's today. And then he went ahead and signed it last night. So according to Fred Upton, this was his social media post from last night. I'm glad the president saw the light and signed the bipartisan government funding bill and the critical COVID-19 relief package to help the unemployed, the small businesses, blah, 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 blah. He should not have denied folks certainty this past weekend, especially 700,000 Michiganders who saw their unemployment benefits lapse. I do fully intend to vote today, Monday, to support increasing stimulus payments from $600 to $2,000, as he requested. So now I'm confused again, because I thought if the president signed it and there's $600 in it, then it's law and it goes on and the checks start rolling out. But now apparently the House is going to go ahead and vote on that upgrade from $600 to $2,000. I suspect that the Senate won't have anything to do with it, and then it'll just die a quiet death. But it seems if I guess I don't understand how laws are made clearly enough.
Well,
but
there's certainly a lot of money going to other countries in that whole thing.
Well, and that's what's got so many people up in arms about this whole thing is because they combined the COVID relief bill with the government operations bill. Much of that type of money going to foreign governments is in the other part of the bill that has nothing to do with COVID relief, but they wrapped them all together.
Yeah,
so everybody gets confused and everybody gets ticked off, and nobody outside of Washington, D.C. can understand why they can't vote on specific issues without all these add-ons and hangers-on and tacked-on stuff that that drives everybody nuts. So I don't understand. If the House then votes today to crank that up from 600 to 2,000, is that a possibility? Is as what, an amendment?
I don't know.
But last I heard, the Senate doesn't appear interested in that, or quite frankly, much of anything. So it may just be an exercise in futility or something for the House today. I guess we'll see. Now, for the rest of us here on the home front, let's see. We are back on track and the progress of the nation's, or back into tracking the progress of the nation's vaccination efforts. Quickly on that subject, if you think that you can or should forgo a COVID vaccine because you've already had the virus, you may want to think again, according to medical experts. They claim, this is from Dr. Paul Entler with Sparrow Health System, up in Lansing. There's a difference between vaccination immunity and natural immunity. The vaccine could make you more immune to COVID than when you had the infection, is their thinking. Also, the vaccine's arrival here in Michigan brings hope to many that the pandemic is nearing the end. I still don't know what happens when you or I make it up into the you are now eligible faction. I don't know if we're just supposed to rely on a word from the health department and then get a hold of our own doctors, or if we get you know, a word from somebody and we can just go somewhere and get the vaccination. I don't know what the specifics are.
I don't know either.
But right now they're just working on healthcare workers, frontliners, that sort of stuff.
I think it's going to be a while before it gets down to us.
Yeah, I think so. So while that the vaccine's arrival is bringing hope to many that the pandemic is nearing an end, health and education experts agree there's a long way to go before school will return to normal. The current vaccine not approved for kids under 16. And even after teachers are vaccinated, health officials say it's best to continue to wear the masks, do the social distancing. The normalcy of in-person school won't return overnight, they say. And so healthcare folks are bracing for a post-Christmas surge in cases and hospitalizations. I've heard and read several accounts over the weekend from nurses on the front lines in heavily affected regions, including Beaumont over in Detroit, that they fear that people just don't care. If it hasn't affected them immediately, I don't know if they're not watching the news or reading the news or paying attention, But everybody you hear from in the medical community is going, you know, and particularly the ones that are in the hard-hit regions are just wiped, tired, can't handle it anymore, fearful that the numbers will continue to rise. ICU units are full in many places in the country. Just because it's not in your hometown or in your neighborhood or in your cul-de-sac doesn't mean that it's not an issue. But way too many people think that way.
Yeah.
And I saw and read numerous accounts over the weekend of particularly nurses just fearing that people just don't care. If it's not happening to them, then who cares? Anyway, the other big Christmas, the big story over the weekend was the Christmas Day RV bombing in Nashville. That was something.
That's.
They apparently, as of this morning, have determined that they have the guy, so to speak.
Well, yeah.
because he apparently blew himself up in that RV. And I guess they do have some confirmation that it's the guy they thought it was. Some 63-year-old guy with a history of working in the IT industry, had his own alarm company, something like that, still working on a motive. The conspiracy theorists have already been hard at work to lay this at the feet of the Democrats. something about it's blowing up access to voting records from, I don't know. It's confusing.
There's another one about he was against 5G.
Right. That one seems to have some legs. This other one about the voting machine thing from, and I've looked everywhere. The only place you're going to find any confirmation on that is the right end media things. These things that are popping up, Parler and Newsmax and those kind of guys. But generally speaking, the one that is gaining some credibility is this notion that he was, a conspiracy guy that feared that 5G was going to control his or our lives or something like that. So,
oh, well.
Anyway, it's just lucky that nobody got killed here. Not the case over in Rockford, Illinois. This is just a bizarre story. Here's a 37-year-old serviceman from Florida in a random attack at a bowling alley in Rockford. Kills three guys, 73, 65, 69 years old. 14-year-old boy shot in the face. Stable condition. 16-year-old shot and released. 62-year-old man in critical condition. Multiple gunshot wounds. And it all appears to be absolutely random. He had no connection to any of these people. Nobody knew who he was. He just popped into a bowling alley and started shooting people.
Is he PSD or PTSD thing?
Don't know.
Or?
Too early to tell on that yet. It's possible, I guess, but still. Odd situation. 6:55.